Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our midst as our honored guest. You are the reason we are alive, and you are the lover of our souls. We pray that you will teach us your truth today as we delve into your word. Good morning, saints. Our reading today is Matthew 12, verse 43 to 45. When an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert, seeking rest but finding none. Then it says, I will return to the person I came from. So it returns and finds its former home empty, swept and clean. Then the spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they all enter the person and live there. And so that person is worse off than before. That will be the experience of this evil generation. In Acts 10 verse 38, Peter speaking, he says, And no doubt you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So it's clear to see that relieving somebody from oppression by the devil is a good thing to do. It's what Jesus did himself, casting out demons and freeing people from the power of the enemy. However, if people enjoy the freedom without making a commitment to Jesus, to God himself, then they've left their spirit homes empty, their spirit man empty. Your body, your soul, and your spirit is what makes you. And the spirit is alive when it's relating to God, and it's dead when it's not. When a demon is in control of a person, the saying is that the demon is inside that person. So when the demon is chased out by the power of God, then there is a vacuum left, an empty space left behind. Just like when you pour water out of a cup, the cup is no longer filled with water. The cup is now empty. If another liquid, say milk, is poured into that cup, then it is once again full of liquid. If the cup is left empty, then other liquids can be poured in there again. Now, when a demon is driven out of a person, that empty space needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit. And that can only happen when we are born-again believers, when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives. As Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3 verse 3, Jesus replied, I assure you, unless you are born again, you can never see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked how that can happen, and Jesus replied again in John 3 verse 5. Jesus replied, The truth is, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives new life from heaven. That's John 3, verse 5 and 6. The spiritual world is more real than the physical world. The physical reality that you see around you comes from the spiritual world. When God said, Let there be light, light came into being. He said it first in the spiritual realm, and when he spoke, then the physical reality came into being. And when he separated the water from the water, the liquid water from the water in the air, that's the moisture in the air, he spoke it into being and it became physical reality. As with the land, the plants, the animals, and even in the final part of creation, when God created man, it was his idea in the spiritual realm that he made into reality in the physical realm. And so when we're dealing with angels and demons, we are dealing with the spiritual realm first and foremost, and the reality in the physical realm follows the reality in the spiritual realm. So we are spiritual beings. We consist of body, soul, and spirit, but we are spirit beings. We are created to be in relationship with our Heavenly Father, our loving Heavenly Father. And when God's Holy Spirit is not in residence in us, that leaves an open space for the enemy. And that's when people can be demon-possessed or demon-oppressed. That's when the demons are bugging them but not actually possess them. So it's not games. It's not something to take lightly. But it's also not something to fear, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That's in 1 John 4 verse 4. Which says, But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won your fight with these false prophets, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. And so, do not fear. Do not be hassled. Jesus himself said when encouraging his disciples in John 16, verse 33, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. So, just like Philippians 4, verse 4 to 8 says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And what is worthy in praise? Well, Revelations 4:11 says, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created everything, and it is for your pleasure that they exist and were created. So I encourage you to take heart, stand in His strength by His grace, and shine your light.